Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hope you guys had a great 3-day weekend. Really. Hope it was awesome and safe. And we're glad to be back. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So what we do on our first show of the week is I just ask a question. Kind of get to know everybody a little better. And I'll ask the question and then I'll answer it so you guys can have a second to think about it. Because if I'm being honest, they don't know the question.
No, we don't.
Eddie was like asking me right before we came on the air.
Favorite ice cream?
Make your favorite ice cream. Yeah.
I can do that.
It is not that one. Okay. Although, what is your favorite ice cream?
Rocky Road.
Oh, yeah?
Love it.
You know, it used to be like chocolate for me, but now I think it's just a straight vanilla if I have to pick one. We'll go to the ice cream place and I'll get like, they have like peaches and cornbread or those. But I can't say that would just be my favorite ice cream because it's so rare.
Huh, just plain vanilla?
Of all, like, the flavor, the standards, just plain vanilla.
Like, anything on it or in, like, swirl.
Yeah, like chocolate.
Well, if we can do that, then, of course, I'm going to do all kinds of stuff. I'm going to put Rolos in it and Twix. But I'm saying it's got to be, like, a standard.
Okay. Got it.
Rocky Road's a standard.
Yes, it is.
Different brands make Rocky Road.
Yeah. That's chocolate, too, you know, with almonds and marshmallows.
I'm just going to go with vanilla. And I love a good bowl of vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
Now you've tricked me into doing this one, Amy.
Hey, so I already went.
Yeah, Amy?
I mean, mint chocolate chip, Bluebell, but old school. I don't know. I'm thinking of riding Bluebell because they changed their mint chocolate chip.
Is it not good anymore?
It's not. They've messed it up.
Lunchbox?
Cookies and cream.
Pretty good one, too.
That's really good.
It's always solid.
Really okay, good. So here's the actual question. What's something that you like that you never thought you'd actually end up liking? And I will go first. For me, it would be artichoke hearts. Artichoke hearts. Hated them as a kid. Don't even know that I had them. I'd look at them and be disgusted by it. I like them now. Same thing with olives. I'd be like, ugh. Man, I can just order olives straight up and one after the other. So I'm going artichokes and olives and even uncooked okra. I love fried okra. My grandma made it. It was awesome. But now I can just take uncooked okra and crush it. So I'd say those. It doesn't have to be a food, but that's mine. Maybe it's my favorite ice cream too. Okra and cream. Eddie?
Topo Chico. It's the Mexican carbonated
sparkling water,
mineral water. So my dad used to drink this all the time when I was growing up, and he would burp. Like, my memories of Topo Chico was me sitting in his lap, him drinking it, and going... He would burp in his mouth, then blow it in my face. I'm like, this is disgusting. So for years, I'm like, I don't like this. Now, I bought a case. I don't put anything in it. I love Topo Chico.
He's burping his kid's face, too, just like old times.
Yeah, just like dad used to
Lunchbox.
Do.
Lunchbox.
Massages. I always thought it'd be weird to have some stranger you lay down on a table and get naked and they just rub your body. And let me tell you, it's amazing.
Later on in the show, we have a Lunchbox massage story. Perfect timing.
Oh.
It's hilarious. Oh. And I don't even know if it's real. It's one of those.
Does Lunchbox let dudes do with a massage?
No, 100% not.
Oh. Well, we can get into that too.
Okay.
Yeah. Amy.
Birds.
you didn't like birds? Every time you didn't
you
like
hated
birds?
Birds?
You hated eagles? So that means you hated America?
No, but like having a bird feeder, watching birds, playing bird bingo.
How do you play bird bingo?
Oh, I have a list of all the birds that are native to our area or come to us. And then you, when you see one, you cross it off and you're like, woo, I finally spotted one of those, or I spotted one of those. And it's just fun to like look at a chart and match the birds. That's what I mean, like bird watching.
So you had no interest in birds, but now you like it.
I've always liked birds, but yes.
Well, so the question is, what's something you didn't like that now you like?
Oh, okay. I just never saw myself liking bird watching. So can I say I didn't like
that's good.
I would see people bird watch. Like, I'd go run the hike and bike in Austin.
They're so stupid. I wish they'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have been married for 2 years. I still don't have a relationship with my father-in-law, but I'd like to be closer with him. I've made efforts to get to know him and spend quality time together one-on-one, but we still feel like strangers. He can be a little shut off. We don't have many things in common. I've even made the effort to do the things that he likes, even though they're not things that I like sports or hunting or golf. Seems like he'd rather just do them alone than with me. What advice would you have on getting closer to him? Have you bonded with your father-in-law? Signed, lost son-in-law. For me, it was, I won't say easy, because it's always awkward at first. It's dude to dude, and it's also a dude that is the dad of your girl, and you know what you're doing with your girl. He also knows what you're doing with the girl. So that's a whole situation. But I'm very lucky that my father-in-law is a diehard sports fan. And that is, I mean, we text constantly about sports, which then, since you have an open dialogue, it allows for other things to pop in and not to be weird. So I just don't text him out of nowhere and be like, hey, I know I haven't talked to you in 3 months, but so that never happens. It's always with us, Oklahoma football and recruiting, Arkansas football and recruiting, basketball, softball, sports, sports, sports. Again, same reason that I think fantasy football is great for dudes to play, because it keeps like a open communication between all of us. And so while you're communicating, you're also free to add other life stuff as well. Because I'm not just going to call up Ray and be like, hey, man, look, I've been feeling kind of sad lately. I wish guys did that. Mostly we don't. But if Ray and I are playing fantasy football together and I'm like, yeah, man, not only did Patrick Mahomes not score, I needed 2 touchdowns. This other crap at home's got me down too. So it's like, and the Ray's like, really, what's going on? That's it. That's how guys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's good y'all have that.
What's up?
No, it's interesting. I mean, yeah, we're that stupid that we have to like have sports to talk real life.
I'm like, I just call a friend. I'm like, ugh.
We don't do that because we're cavemen and we're embarrassed to have any sort of feeling or emotion. Now, back to your problem. You got to find what you have in common. Otherwise, it's just going to always feel clunky and it's going to feel like you're always forcing it. And that's okay. Maybe that's just the relationship. Sometimes there's really nothing to bond over, and you disagree to be there if you need each other.
There's always something, because like my father-in-law, like he's into antiques.
Oh.
I don't like antiques, but man, once I hit him with those antique questions, he went off. And that's when we like really bonded.
So I like the effort of trying the things that he loves, but you're never going to stay committed to it and it be authentic if you don't as well. So I would encourage you to try to find other things that he likes or other things that have happened in his life that you also, it's just having something in common. That's it. And from that, everything else can happen. So that's my advice to you. Find it. It's there. It may not be something huge, but it's there. And if you can find that common thread, then all the other stuff can come on top of it. That's what I have to say. Amy, you want to give me advice there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think also too with your father-in-law, Bobby, like he's just y'all have sports, but he's like just a cool, nice, warm, wants to be connected guy. So I don't know. I'm struggling because what I hear is some men just don't want to connect. So I also think he might need to be realistic in that.
Sometimes it just doesn't work.
Just be patient, because it sounds like he could be a personality that's more shut off and not willing to give you the time you need for this type of relationship. But patience, because people can change.
Anybody, everybody has something that they're passionate. Just find, there is something there. You just got to dig in. Keep digging. Keep digging. You'll find it. Good luck. It's a very common thing. It's not talked about a lot, but you know what? We'll talk about it here.
But we have to break the ice with Patrick Mahomes first.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? I just needed 4 more points in my fantasy. Right, right.
What's going
also,
on?
Also, my prostate's killing.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Uber, Lyft, you get on your phone, you hit the app. I'm right here, pick me up. They pick you up, you pay them, boom. It's awesome. Well, there's a new version of this. Have you guys heard of Black Wolf?
No.
Whoa, doesn't sound good.
Black Wolf is different because whoever picks you up has a gun.
And what do they do with that gun?
I guess make sure you don't get any crap.
Okay, what so you get world? Extra security?
Or
they don't rob you.
Okay.
That's a bad business.
Like. Yeah, that thing wouldn't last 5 seconds. So that's basically what it is. It's a ride-sharing app to compete with Uber and Lyft. It's been launched in Atlanta and New York, and the driver of your vehicle have a gun.
Lunchbox, this is baller. Like, this is what you want. When you're, like, rich and famous, you have security with guns.
It's being sold as executive protection for people who are worried about their personal safety.
Yeah, I don't ever hear stories about people robbing the Uber and Lyft driver with people in it. I don't like it.
Drivers need to pass a background check and trained to de-escalate any situation if a confrontation should occur on the road. The guy that started it worked as a private investigator and a bodyguard and claims that many of the drivers who work from the company come from military and security backgrounds. And basically, it is Uber, Lyft, but for protection.
I mean, the founder, he looks pretty legit.
Yeah, he looks legit. Lunchbox wouldn't say that stuff to him.
Yeah.
I'm shocked Lunchbox doesn't like this.
I know, it would be the most baller thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's from.
Well, it'd be cool if he walked into a restaurant with me or walked around the casino with me, but all he's doing is driving me to the front and dropping me off. No one even knows that he has.
What if the car said Black Wolf?
Yeah.
Now that sounds kind of cool.
He likes that.
Here's another story I saw that I'm like, I got to talk about this. This Stanford professor, which we feel like if you're a professor at Stanford, you are
smart.
Right.
I know someone went there.
Stanford professor. He says that he 100% believes that extraterrestrials have not only visited Earth, but they've been here for a long time and they're probably still on the planet today.
Okay.
I meant to say wacky, too, smart.
Yeah.
Existential.
He is a professor of pathology at Stanford's medical school. He made the stunning claim during last week's Salt Eye Connections conference. There was a whole, like, session of Pentagon extraterrestrial UFOs, and he gets up and he says it. Somebody asked him, do you believe extraterrestrial life has visited Earth? And he said, I think I can go further. It hasn't just visited. It's been here for a long time. It's still here. Come on. I need a Black Wolf. If this is true.
I mean, you got to check this. I mean, is Stanford going to keep him on staff?
Yeah, I heard he got fired.
You did not hear that. You made that up.
Yeah, I did.
One, they asked him again. That's tough to believe. And the guy goes, no, 100%. And it's not just my opinion. The National Defense Authorization Act passed last year, signed by the president in December. 30 pages of that the establishment, they know of unidentified aerial phenomena.
You have talked about this.
Okay.
I'm just saying, guys.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, just because you think it doesn't mean it's right.
But do you think he's right?
I think they could be in our animals. And I made that theory up myself.
You even said bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but would you ever say 100%?
But I didn't make up the bottom of the ocean. I heard that one.
Oh, that's a theory.
I think they could have crawled in our animals' ears being tiny, and now they're just living as our animals, learning everything about us.
That's crazy.
That's my theory. And if anybody else says that crap, they stole it from me.
Well, whatever one took over my dog is psychotic.
That's an alien.
Yeah.
You get a bad alien. Yeah, they're like... But lemon cars that come off are just messed up. You got a bad one.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Joanna Castillo is a student at Faith Family Academy in Oak Cliff in Dallas, Texas. And man, like since she started high school, she hasn't missed a single day of school. So a local dealership, a Jeep dealership says, you know what? We have a program going on that if you have perfect attendance, you get a free car. So Joanna driving
a free car.
A free car. Joanna's driving a 2016 Jeep Patriot. Let's go.
Did people know about this beforehand? Because nobody would ever miss school.
Yeah.
I'd be dragging it with COVID. And school's not even in. I'm like, I'm still here.
They said that they've been promoting it more to encourage other people. She was 1 out of 5 that had really good attendance, but she won.
Wow. Wild you would get a car.
Come on.
Wait. They said new car. You said she got a 2016. That's not a new car.
I didn't say new car.
It's a new car to her.
That's right. She got wheels.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a car.
I don't know that I missed any school. I barely met.
No,
I was
going to
say,
it.
Did you I'm have simply, perfect attendance?
I might have missed a day occasionally. I don't think all through high school, but I never missed school. I mean, I would drag. It's like this job.
Yeah.
I drag myself in here if I have to.
So you think Joanna was really sick and then went anyway?
At times, but I'm not going to say she's irresponsible because I don't know the truth. I don't know the truth, but that is great. That will really do her well later in life that she's already disciplined and conditioned like that.
Yeah. So kids, if you're listening, go to school. Don't miss a single day.
I'd hire her right now. Well, if they're giving Jeeps away, nobody's missing a day ever.
I know.
All right. That's a great story. And shout out to the Jeep place. What's his name again?
His name is Mark Gallus. He's the CEO of it, but they don't say the dealership.
Dang, they ain't even getting the plug
no,
here.
No.
Their PR team got to do a better job.
Yeah, but Mark, he's the CEO.
All right, CEO Mark, nice job, buddy. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I want to share a story with you guys. It was a former soldier. He lost both legs to an IED in Afghanistan. He just made history by scaling Mount Everest. Oh, wow. He used special prosthetics with spikes to help him climb. Mm. So basically, his prosthetics have kind of cleats in them, and he's also got them for his arms, too, to help pull him up.
Wow.
He said he went into deep depression after the injury, and then he decided to keep living. He went skydiving. He got involved in Paralympic sports. He started climbing mountains. He was the first person to climb Everest after losing both legs above the knee. His motto is nothing's impossible. You just have to adapt. Now he's planning to go back to Afghanistan to the spot where he lost his legs so he can say thank you and it be some kind of closure for what he's learned. He says he never would have climbed Everest if that hadn't happened. Quote, whatever happens, it happens for good if you make it good. So this guy never made an excuse.
Love how
he never made an excuse. And I just wanted to say that because we so many times can make excuses. We can find ways to make things not happen. It's very easy to find a reason to not do something. It's very easy for us to go, well, I don't have time to do that. I got this and that. You're right. We are our priorities, which leads me to go to Scuba Steve and see how his TV show idea is coming.
Come on. Oh.
Because.
come on.
Because.
Oh, boy. I felt the setup.
I mean all of it, but this is the deal. Scuba Steve's like, I have this idea for a TV show. I've been holding it for 10 years. It's a great show. I just don't have the time. And I say to Scuba Steve, you do. We are our priorities. Mm-hmm. We make time for what our priorities are. So that being said, I said, Scuba, I will give you 15 minutes a day on this show to work. Go to my office for 15 minutes in the middle of the show, prime time, and just work on this TV idea of this show, this radio show that he runs, executive producer, like 15 minutes. We'll be okay, 15 minutes. Scuba, how's the TV show idea coming?
Ooh, I just got my computer back after being gone for a week, so I've been battling that.
No other computers, not even you could do for your phone.
Not an excuse.
What about a pen? Paper.
I know, I got a lot of excuses, which is funny because I was flying to Austin last week and I was looking for my notebook, and all week long it kept poking at me in my backpack. I'm like, what does this keep poking at me? It's my notebook. And it was assigned to write in it and start doing this TV show. And I pulled it out, got the pen ready, and then I got sidetracked by kids. I get sidetracked by work. And I know there are excuses, but it's difficult to focus on one thing when you've got 17 other things that you have to also focus on.
Says every human.
Like now, paying your bills.
You're right, it's difficult because if it were easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yes, it's a good point.
If it were easy, everybody would meet their goals and we'd all be freaking eating pecans all night long, watching Nick at Night, and the world's awesome. It's not. The world's hard. If you want something, you have to sacrifice for it. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you want to be a great dad or you want to move up high in industry. It doesn't matter if you want balance. Balance is hard work. Mm-hmm. It's all sacrifice. Anything you want to be great at is sacrifice. Anything you want to have done that you're proud of, it's sacrifice. And if you just don't want to do it, that's okay. But you keep saying you want to do it, and then you keep having excuses, or you keep prioritizing other things over it.
I know, but I feel like those are the I'm trying to stumble on my words here and give you a clear thought, but really life gets in the way and you have to prioritize what's the most important. And for me, it's family and paying
the
bills.
Yes, I agree. I give you 15 minutes during this show though.
But I'm trying to find 15 minutes to walk away. And I guess I have to be better at that. And I'll make it more top of mind.
Then just give up the idea.
I'm not giving up the idea because I've held on to it for so long and no one's done it yet that there's a reason why. And so I have to do it.
But you keep saying you have to, but you're not.
I know, but I've never had somebody actually like yourself give me a hard time about not doing it.
No, not give you a hard time. Challenge you to be the person that you say you are.
Yes, challenge is a better way to say it.
And if you said I'm not that person, I'm like, cool, don't worry about it.
No, yeah. I am that person.
There's always crap in the way. There's always sacrifice.
I mean, that notebook was poking him, man.
Yeah, it poked me for a week. and I didn't do anything with
it. Dude, fix your backpack.
Yeah. Sounds like you need a new binder, man.
But you're right. I am someone that has been challenged my whole life and had to overcome challenges and work hard at things. Nothing was handed or given to me. So I should harness that and work at this. It is my fault for not doing it for the last several weeks. And come tomorrow, I will start working on it.
I don't care when you start working on it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the report. I just know you and think that you want to be the person that you say you are. And I think you are.
Yeah.
And I don't want everybody to live with that attitude. Like, man, but. Sometimes you just can't do it because it's not the priority. And if you say, you know what, it's not the priority, I'm not going to do it right now. Cool. But you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Be like, this is a priority. I want to do it. But also got work. But here you go. I'm saying take 15 minutes. Drop it. Go work on it every day.
So someone with experience like yourself, so I can dial down and focus on one thing.
I've never focused on one thing.
Well, not even just in general, but on this particular project, should I focus on the dialing down the concept, writing the script?
Oh.
The whole thing. Okay.
I would do the concept. I'd work on the concept first.
Okay.
I'd write, if I were in an elevator with somebody for 45 seconds, how I'd pitch it. And then I'd build it out from there. And then okay. I'd, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It may take 7 years, 15 minutes at a time.
But that's okay.
But
that's
fine. Boy.
Yeah.
That's
but 7 years later,
yeah.
When you haven't done it 15 minutes at a time, you're gonna go, why didn't I do this stupid script?
Yeah.
Do you know the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. You know the second best time? Today.
Mm-hmm. That's a good quote.
Tell him how to eat an elephant.
I don't believe in eating elephants, so we're gonna move on from that.
They don't eat elephants.
Eat elephants, we don't kill them.
No, we don't.
African jungles
you
are.
You told me that. Whatever. One bite at a time. Hey, in addition to everything Bobby's saying, are you open to one more thing? Maybe that
yeah,
I have. Okay. This is something that's worked for me, may not be for you, but whenever you come on and Bobby's, you know, asking you or challenging you, I hear over and over the word difficult and can't find the time. Mm-hmm. And so I think as long as you're leaning into that narrative, so if you keep saying that over and over, you're going to keep finding it to be difficult. You're going to keep getting interrupted with other things. So maybe change that narrative of being open to the time and not looking at it as so difficult. Like remove the negative language.
Okay. And this is coming from the queen of focus.
I'm not talking about... but I do things.
Absolutely. What has he ever done, though? Now he's jumping into it. Okay, look, we're done. We can pass this around. We can pass the beat-up baton all around the room. We're good.
That wasn't a beat-up. It was encouragement.
I'm talking about from Lunchbox to you.
Oh, he did beat me up. Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to do it. If you're not going to do it, though, poop or get out the pot.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I am going to do it. I'm going to change my narrative.
There you go.
I'm going to push myself.
Yes. Boom.
And I will.
Thank you.
Ignore your kids a little bit, too.
No.
Ignore your job a little bit. Yeah.
You can have time here. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Well, it's my favorite band of all time, the Counting Crows. I never got to meet Adam Duritz in my whole life, except for now, today, which is a big moment for me. And actually, Eddie's friendship and mine, it's all been forged on Counting Crows.
That's true.
If you know the truth of it. It's a big deal. I'm mad cool, everybody.
You promise?
No. Mad cool.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Well, yeah. let's see what happens here. Adam Duritz, lead singer of Counting Crows. By the way, Counting Crows are going on the Banshee Season Tour. Special guest Dashboard Confessional kicks off June 13th. You would know Counting Crows from Mr. Jones. A Long December. It's been a long from Shrek 2, Accidentally in Love. Like that song's not my favorite, but when it comes on, I love it.
Oh,
I'm
so
like,
good.
I don't really like the track song. And it comes on, I'm like, it's good. Big Yellow Taxi, Vanessa Carlton here. And here he is. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Duritz of Counting Crows.
Adam, how are you, man?
I am good. Let's turn all this off.
Well, if it's anybody cool, you can leave it on and we'll play phone roulette. And if somebody cool calls, you can just answer it.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. How you been?
I'm pretty good.
You're here for a couple reasons. One, I have a Mount Rushmore of my favorite people in the world who I haven't met. And it is David Letterman. It is Steve Martin. It's Howard Stern and Adam Duritz. So three remain, but you check it off my list now.
I've got all of those except for Steve Martin.
You haven't met Steve Martin?
No. Seen him.
Mr. Jones, you guys kind of imagining what fame is like or what celebrity is like. How long did you write that song before that actually happened?
Mr. Jones is from sort of the middle version of Counting Crows. It was probably about 1990, 91.
Was it one of those that fell out?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. You know,
well, anything
wrote it all that night.
Anything in front of 5 hours. I was almost like falling out.
Most of my songs back then were probably less than 5 hours. I get real determined and just sit there and do it until it's done.
Now, if you get famous, there's all the social media that comes at you. And I've had different smaller-ish type events where it's just like, wow. But when you blow up in the 90s and 2000s and fame is not able to get to you through those means, how does fame get to you if you're always on the road moving around? Is it just crowds? Is it just people?
You know, it's weird. We'd been on the road for a while before it happened, really, and it had been building. You know, we played Saturday Night Live and we ended up in the top 13, then 6, and then 2 for the next 2 years. But I didn't really see, you know, we were on the road on our own for a while at Christmas and we seemed to be a kind of a hot indie band for a little bit. And then we went back to opening for Cracker and we flew back from Europe and landed in New Orleans right before Jazz Fest. And I'd been going to Jazz Fest for years, so I'd spent a lot of time in New Orleans.
As a fan?
Yeah.
Watching? Got it.
Yeah, because we weren't before the band, really. This was my first time at Jazz Fest after the first record was out. And I went to the festival the first day after we got there and got mobbed. The things that had been building that spring and winter had happened. It had kind of all coalesced while we were in Europe. I mean, that the next, you know, few months were very strange. I remember being on tour and being in Birmingham and having a day off and deciding there's like a movie theater about 4 blocks from the hotel. And I walked down and I was watching this movie. There's no one in the theater but me. It was weird. It's like an afternoon matinee or something. This guy comes walking down the aisle, walks up the row and sits next to me. And I was like, hey.
And the whole empty theater says right next to
him. And he said, hey, I'm a really big fan. I was like, thanks, man. He said, do you mind if I sit here? I'm like, look, I'm just trying to watch a movie. If you don't mind, I just want to watch a movie. And he got up and left. And about 45 minutes later, saw a guy come down the aisle. But it wasn't the same guy. It was the guy that was working the concession stand out there. And he said, hey, are you in Counting Crows? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I don't know what's going on, but there was some guy in here before, and for the last half hour, he's been on the payphone in the lobby calling people, and there's a huge crowd outside. You know, if you want to get out of here, there's like a door at the bottom, like a alley exit. And I said, yeah, thanks, man. And I snuck out the alley and walked down the street, and then I heard this noise behind me, and I turned around. There's this massive crowd of people out the front of the theater, and they all start running, and I just ran down the street, got to the hotel, like ahead of this crowd. It was just a little while after Jazz Fest.
You didn't even have the infrastructure to be famous because it all happened while you were gone. You didn't know you landed. It's here, and you didn't have security. You didn't have anything to make sure you were even safe.
No, never really got any of that stuff either. I had a lot of friends in bands who had security. We never really got security out with us or any of that stuff. It just seemed like you could sort of avoid it.
The Shrek song, which is how a lot of kids would know you, Accidentally in Love, was that written purposefully for that movie, or was it a song that you guys, or that you had already had somewhat and thought this will be right, let's, you know, turn it into that? How'd that come?
No, that was written for the movie. I got a call about doing it. I went over to, DreamWorks, Amblin, Spielberg studio there, and they showed me the scene they wanted and kind of told me the flavor. There was a Weezer song on there originally, just as a temp track, I think. As soon as I got the offer, my whole thought was, this is exactly what I want to do. This is like being on a really good Disney film. You know, I saw it and I thought it was fantastic. You know, and also as a chance to, you know, get new fans who are younger and, you know, I was so excited to do that because it'll be there forever. And I'm really proud of the song, and I think the movie's fantastic.
At Counting Crows, countingcrows.com, the tour, it's almost 60 dates. I will be at the one here. You're playing at the Opry House, which is super cool, but basically every city we're in, you're in. Countingcrows.com. Adam, thank you very much, man. I appreciate that.
Thanks, you guys.
Here's a voicemail from Alex from Montana.
My mom and me and my kids were traveling from Atlanta back to Montana, and we were just walking in TSA. There was Amy Adams just helping her kid in TSA. I took Bobby's advice, and because she was with her kid, I didn't go up to her and ask her for a picture or anything, but my mom was like, hey, I'm a big fan of yours. And she was just super kind and thanked her, but I just wanted to tell someone. So I hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks. She seems like she'd be nice.
Yeah.
I like Amy Adams. Probably because she seems nice. No other reason.
She seems normal and nice.
Yeah, she's like deceivingly super pretty.
Really?
Because she's so normal. But then really, she's like super pretty.
Oh.
Like she like downplays it, like Pam from The Office.
Yeah.
Like Jenna Fischer was always really pretty, but then they had her kind of play it way down because they had her play the secretary. Do you guys know that?
No.
Learn something new every day.
No idea.
All right, next up, this is a voicemail we got last night about Amy. This is our Amy.
I heard Amy say about taking a biology final exam, and I'm wondering if I missed some episode. Is she going back to school?
Great question. Amy's trying to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Really, Amy?
Yeah.
That was your kids, right?
Yeah. So my 16-year-old had finals, and we were studying, and I feel like I was about to take an exam because I was studying so hard. I mean, we spent 3 hours one night.
And you said if they didn't do a good job, you were going to be upset because you put so much effort into it. And how'd they do?
We don't have the final scores yet.
Man, they take forever to get
what?
Those.
What?
Yeah. No, Bobby, what you're They're referring slacking. To is a paper that I wrote.
Oh, got it. How'd that do?
We wrote, she wrote.
Yeah, she wrote, of course.
She
yeah.
wrote.
She you
wrote.
Just said that wrong. It came out wrong. Yeah.
We got to be on that.
That's Even though wrong. That she's so 40.
So annoying.
Amy goes back to the school and complains.
I was like, a B? So anyway, the biology, I couldn't physically go take the test, although I am prepared.
I know, but you don't have the results back for that.
No, that was just, yeah, okay. We don't have them yet.
All right, thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I've got three questions you can ask yourself to avoid buyer's remorse.
Okay, go ahead.
Where will I store this thing?
Good.
Like a kayak, for example, sometimes seems like
table.
A fun idea, but then you're like,
I've done that twice. Not just once. Twice in my life, I bought a pool table and regretted it both times.
But yeah. Arkansas Keith plays with it, so you're good.
I just got rid of it.
You did?
Oh, I saw it was missing.
I didn't even notice.
I gave it away. It just was taking up space. Where was I going to store it?
Oh.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Twice I did that. Like, I did it once in my 20s, early 20s. I was like, okay, got a little money now. It's pretty cool. I'm not living paycheck to paycheck. First thing I'm going to do is buy a pool table. And I did. And it was stupid. I never played it. I hung clothes on it. It just became that. Yeah. Then I was like, all right, got a little space. 40 now and buy me a pool table. Same thing. Stupid. Hated
Dang.
It.
Well, so these are, we're talking bigger items, but they also say that, you know, an air fryer, a lot of people think great.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Buy it.
It's awesome. Don't listen to the story.
You'll love it.
Get an air fryer. Never look back.
I agree, but they're saying that's another way to just evaluate. Like, hey, I have limited storage space. Am I okay
with this?
Throw
whatever else you have away. Put the air fryer there because it is invaluable.
Right, because it's an eyesore on the counter at times.
Ours isn't. It's black and sleek.
Oh, well.
You pull out the little handle.
Okay.
Dang.
Put the peaches in there. Cook up those peaches. Air fried with a little parchment, what do we call it, paper underneath it?
Parchment.
Woo. Money. My wife makes fish in there. I hate fish. But not in the air fryer.
Huh.
I mildly dislike it.
Wow.
The second question to ask yourself is, how will I clean this thing? Because, I mean, does it have a lot of maintenance? Do you need to take care of it? Is there going to be added
expenses? Pool table, I don't clean. Air fryer, I also don't clean, so easy.
It's pretty easy, though.
Yeah, Somebody's cleaning it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not.
Okay. And then the third question is, what will I do with this thing when I'm done?
Give it away.
Pool table.
And give it away. Don't even sell it, because if you're going to sell it, they're not going to come get it. So give it away, because it's heavy and stupid.
Yeah. So you gave it away. And how do you even pick up a pool table?
Strong arms.
Okay.
Hey, we've been working out, Amy.
Yeah, we did it.
So Kate Middleton met with a bunch of kids and drew pictures for them instead of giving them her autograph. And this is fascinating to me why she couldn't give them her autograph. It turns out the royal family isn't allowed to sign autographs ever, because then people could forge their signatures.
Wow.
But what's their signature for? Like,
do they ever sign anything? Do they know how to sign their name?
Yeah.
Do they get a pen?
Well, that's a good point. I guess they probably don't have to write checks.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's like maybe. You ever see the TikToks of people trying to figure out how to skip again? It's a funny thing where people are like, hey, I know how to skip. And they're like, oh my God.
I have seen that. Yeah.
And it's people going, wait. That's what I would feel like giving one of them a pen. Like, wait, how do I sign my name again? They used to do it maybe, but not anymore. Yeah, crazy.
Interesting. Okay, well, speaking of autographs, Garth Brooks has partnered with a tattoo shop in Vegas where they have his signature.
He signed my boobs.
Your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So he has his Las Vegas residency coming up. So people that are going, they can go to the tattoo shop. It's called Hypnotic Tattoos.
They have a signature at the tattoo shop and they just do it on
your arm. This is amazing.
And Garth is in agreement with this. Like, hey, book this appointment, 702-444-2500. They said that they're pretty booked, but they are trying to make room for more. And but like, the space they've reserved for this sold out, so everybody's getting the Garth signature tattoo.
The thing about Garth, too, I think Ray could speak on this as well, since Ray's his, like, godson or whatever. He doesn't sign anything unless he makes it specifically to someone, right?
Yeah, we have a guitar in our living room. That's the way somebody can't resell it on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace.
Anything he's ever given me, he's written directly. Not that I'm going to sell it, but he makes a point. Or if someone says, hey, can Garth sign this? It's like, I have to sign it to somebody so it's not just made for resale.
Right.
Are you Garth Brooks' godson?
No.
That sounds awesome.
My wife's really close to him, and her dad works for Garth.
But you're his godson.
No.
You're his godson, aren't you?
No. You should roll with that.
Yeah, I'd go with that too if I were you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Let's go over to the phones and talk to Doug, who lives in Nashville. Doug, what do you have for us, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? Hi, studio.
What's happening? So tell us or tell me something good.
Okay, so yeah, I appreciate it. So I had a friend in San Diego where I used to live, and he just notified everybody that he got diagnosed. He had to get rushed to the hospital with stomach pain. Turns out he's got stage 4 colon cancer, and like nobody, you know, there's no way to know that until you obviously get something like that. So a mutual friend started a GoFundMe page to help, you know, like for medical expenses, because he's got 2 kids and his wife, and he's a really funny guy. He runs a craft beer blog page, and he's a funny guy. But anyway, long story short was that they didn't know what to put down as a fund amount, so they put down $10,000, and they reached the fund in 12 hours, and then the next day it was $200,000. And wow. I'm like, good Lord. And I'm like, and you know, because you don't know how much cancer treatment's going to cost, and you know, hopefully he pulls through and everything's going to be all right. But I just thought it was like, wow, like in 2 days, 200,000, like that. And that's just from people across the country that knew his, you know, craft beer blog page and things like that. I'm like, wow, like that's just huge, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask how it got known, like how it got went viral-ish. But if he had that's a lot of money for any GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. In 2 days, that's a lot of people giving up their money so this dude can have a shot. That's awesome, Doug. Do you know how he's doing now?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, it's day to day, so I keep checking in with him. But you know, until the treatment starts and all that, like literally just fine. You know, getting in a week, that's just it's just scary to me as a guy that's older too. And I'm like, good Lord, like really? That's just anyway. So. Yeah, I just I wish for the best, and I hope everything's going to be all right. But thanks for letting me share it, and you guys are awesome. I love your show, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that story. And, you know, I think stress can also help or hurt things. As in, if you don't have stress, it can help it. If you do have a lot of stress, it can hurt it. Mm. And if you're going through something like that and you're stressed out because of finances, it ain't helping it. You're like, I'm going through this. I have cancer. I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't have the money to pay for that's going to only amplify it. So shout out to everybody who donated. That's a really great story. I love it when callers call in and tell us something good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Eddie, I have a suggestion for your team. Bobby, I think you'll like it, and it kind of is a little Southern also. Let's call them Dim Bones. D'E-M Bones. Dim Bones.
So that's your 9-year-old basketball team?
Yeah.
Did you name them?
No, not yet.
When's it start?
Well, we have 2 more weeks before the season starts, so we have that much time to name our team.
Yeah, but do you get the team funded?
They don't. No, we have no money. Oh. We have no money, and they don't like they don't like Bones in there. Okay. So I'm in like a stalemate. I'm like, we need $500?
Okay. Hobby Lobby Bobbies.
No, see, well, oh maybe. Maybe, no, but see, you understand, they look at me going like, why are we Bobby? Like, why are we Bones?
Okay, this is my last, absolute last effort.
For $500.
You keep raising the money, too.
$650.
Again.
Last compromise effort. You call them the Razorbacks?
Wow. That's not a bad idea. Because they already know they're an existing team. And they'd be like, okay, and I have all this garb so I can show up in all my Razorback gear. And be like, we're going to be the Razorbacks. And they'd be like, all right, coach wants to be the Razorbacks. We'll be the Razorbacks.
You call them the Razorbacks. I don't know how much he asked for at the beginning. Do you guys remember? 300?
550, yeah. I believe.
I believe it was 300. You call them the Razorbacks, you get $350 for your team.
Whoa. 400.
What? I'm not negotiating. I don't care that much. I'm just asking for a little something.
I just found out we can get customized Gatorade bottles.
Literally, you need to see an itemized list because Eddie is for sure keeping this cash.
Eddie, the offer is $350 for your 9-year-old team. I'll sponsor it, but they have to be called the Razorbacks.
The Razorbacks. Something else came up, Bones, that you can stream the games to, but the app costs money. So,
yeah. Well, as long as you can fit in $350, let me know, okay?
The Razorbacks. Let me take it to the team and see what they say.
Okay. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning, Corny.
The morning corny.
How do you put a baby astronaut to sleep?
How do you put a baby astronaut to sleep?
You rock it.
Rock it.
Nice.
That was the morning corny.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's Amy against Lunchbox. Eddie and I have money on this. I got $20 on Amy.
I got $20 on Lunchbox.
When I give you guys an artist, you go back and forth naming songs by the artist until can't anymore. Whoever lasts the longest is the winner.
Yeah.
We'll switch back and forth on who goes first.
That's fine by me. Ladies
first.
Right,
here we go. First. Amy, you're up first.
Uh-huh.
You have to go fast. You'll have 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
The Beatles. Ready and go.
Oh, no.
You got it. He said I could go slow.
But if you know it, just say it.
Okay, fine. Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude is correct. Go ahead, Lunchbox. I have Mike over there on a computer, too, fact-checking in case you guys know some random cut. So, Mike, I will only say correct on a thumbs up from you, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Hey. Let's go.
Ah, Beatles, man.
Amy, the Beatles.
That's the Monkees. Is that the Monkees? Or they sing that song? Golly! Abbey Road!
Not a song.
Dang it.
Not a song.
Yeah, but it's an album.
It's an album.
It's an album.
Well, that's not the game, though.
Well,
it's not the game. Lunchbox to win the category.
Sergeant Pepper.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wrote down Mr. Peppercorn. What is it?
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is an album by the Beatles. And also, there is a song, but it's called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh.
So close.
Yeah, so we can call that a tie.
Yep.
Or the first person to name another song by the Beatles, go. Speed round.
I know, Mark. I can't. It's something.
Dig in there, dude.
Golly, I went to the first place they ever performed in Liverpool.
Beatles.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Hey,
we're
the Monkees.
Satisfaction.
Okay, so you got one Monkey, one Rolling Stone.
Oh.
So both are wrong. You could have said things like, there's so many.
I know, let it be.
No, you can't do I know because you didn't
okay,
know.
I know, but once you say it, you say.
You could have done Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
You could have done Come Together.
Right now.
Over me.
Guys, stop. Where were you? 2 minutes ago.
Because it's like when you.
Hey, that was a tough category.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Let's go.
They don't have a lot of hits.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's just going to be the first one to get 2 points.
Oh, my goodness.
You get a point by winning.
I'm going to dominate this.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lunchbox, you will go first.
Oh, boy.
Your band is Blink-182.
All the Small Things.
Correct.
She said that's so weird.
All the small things, true care, true things.
Amy, your band is Blink-182.
Yeah, I had, all the small things.
That's the rap.
Say she's a skater. Okay, no.
Yes.
Go with that one.
Go.
That's Avril. Stop. Blink-182. That's Bowling for Soup. Ah. Survivor.
Nah, it's Beyonce. It's Destiny's Child. What's My Age Again?
What's My Age Again?
Oh, yeah.
I Miss You. What? Adam Song. There's, so that's a tougher one.
Yeah. Hey, but we, hey, let's go.
Lunchbox got 1 point.
Hey, told you guys I'm good at this game.
Amy, you'll go first on this one. How many songs can you name from Garth Brooks? Go back and forth.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Garth Brooks.
Okay. I'm going to get one that he's going to get, so maybe he has. Okay, The Dance.
That is correct. Lunchbox.
If Tomorrow Never Comes.
That is correct. Amy.
Unanswered Prayers.
That is correct.
The River.
That's correct.
Dang it. Papa Loved Mama.
Correct.
That's the one I was just writing down. Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
Okay.
Ha! Huh! You didn't see that coming?
He loved seeing that.
I did.
Calling Baton Rouge.
Correct.
Dang, I got that one written down. I got that one written down. Don't worry.
Correct. Or, Lunchbox.
The Thunder Rolls.
Dang.
Correct.
Wow!
Boom!
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Shoot, that was my
And the lightning final. Strikes.
Yeah, we know
And
it.
The thunder rolls.
Mm-hmm. Amy, Garth Brooks song.
I know.
But our audience who may be just turning in right now who doesn't know the game, yep. I'm explaining it to
know,
them, okay? Yellow card.
Wow, wow, wow.
You've been yellow carded.
You have me as your person.
He's still the judge.
I still have to be a judge, a fair and honest with integrity judge. Right. Host. I eliminate her with a red card. And
that makes no sense.
But I would, dang it. Garth Brooks songs, Amy.
I have all these ones we've duffed in my head. Chris Gaines.
Yeah!
Wow. Yeah, you have to get one because she went first on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Rodeo.
Okay. That's it.
Amy, there's a ton. Stand
I know there
fire.
Is. Stand outside,
yes, okay, Amy.
You can't
okay.
do that every wow. time.
Yes, I can. My mind goes blank, and then I start singing all the songs.
Two Pina Coladas, yeah. Rodeo, Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean,
Shameless.
Shameless. So
yeah.
Good.
Oh, man.
The Beaches of Cheyenne.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody say Friends in Low Places?
Yeah, nope. That was the first.
Shut up.
Wait.
No, we didn't. That one.
I
no.
thought we did.
What is wrong with you guys?
Well, you thought we said it. You thought we said it?
Yeah, but you guys should be the ones keeping track of
okay,
it.
Okay,
I'm writing everything. I was scratching ones out.
What's the score?
2-0 me.
Oh, it's
Let's
over then.
Go!
Oh,
no!
It's over.
It was the first one to 2 points.
Come on.
Oh, I thought you meant 2 points in a category, like songs. Huh? Like you meant, I thought you meant like, oh, no one's ever going to be able to name 2 songs by an artist.
Okay, we'll play to 3.
All right.
Yeah, let's go!
$20 for that next point?
No, but he already won, but he wants to keep playing.
Huh. I love
matter.
It.
We're playing to 3 total.
Let's okay, go!
Next up, Lunchbox, you'll go first. You know, maybe the next time I have a better idea how to play this game next time.
What is it?
I've improved it, but I'm not changing it mid-round.
Okay.
Lunchbox, your category is Rascal Flatts.
Let's go, baby.
How many songs can you name? Let's go.
Start God Bless one. The Broken Road.
Correct.
That's the only one I got.
Amy, Rascal Flatts.
No one's
Nobody made a noise. Nobody Ray's no playing hold music.
Like, no one.
I almost have to kick her out.
No.
I'm going to give her a red card if we get any more sass.
God bless the broken road.
Rascal Flatts, Amy.
Fast cars. Cars from the movie Cars. Mayberry.
What's your answer?
Mayberry.
You didn't say it like an answer. You're just saying a lot of words and hoping somebody grabs onto one thing and goes yes.
No, I said one word, Mayberry.
Is that your answer?
Mayberry, yes.
No, okay. Is it getting frustrated by us?
Is it?
Because she's saying all these words at the same tone. Hoping at the same volume that I one
okay,
of them.
Okay, sorry, you're right. I was talking about the movie. Yes.
Your answer is?
Mayberry.
Correct.
Fast Cars and Freedom.
Correct. Wow.
Can I give that to you by
saying I had it written on me. Is it written down right
it's
there?
It's written down well, right there, Lunchbox.
I got another one if you want it. I'll give it to you right here.
Wow.
Wait, what?
This is just not my strength.
The crap.
This is not my thing. Rascal Flatts. Sitting on a coat porch drinking us cold drink. I miss me.
That's one of them.
My head! Is it my turn again?
Yes.
Golly.
The Rascal Flatts.
Was this Drinky Tuesday?
Yeah, man. I don't
Did you
know.
Drink before she came in?
Half price margarita. Yeah.
Rascal Flatts.
Is there such thing as a breakfast margarita? That we didn't know?
You're going to miss this.
Wow. Winner! Wow. Three
I can't believe you won a music game with straight pure domination.
Hey, what is it? Honeybee.
Let me walk through some stuff.
I shouldn't have done that lunch.
From Cars, Life is a Highway.
That's what I thought he got. Fast Cars and Freedom.
Oh, boy.
Life is a highway.
Okay. I want to run.
My wish for you.
Oh, my wish, yeah.
What hurts the most?
Oh, yeah.
It's been so good.
Because I like the sound of that.
That's a good one.
There's a lot. I mean, it's yours if you want it. That's me not Gary LaVox, in case you guys are wondering.
Couldn't tell.
Lunchbox, you won, so we're going to play your song, Eddie, We're Back Even.
Yes.
Nice job, buddy. I'm not a big massage guy. If I have an injury, I'll go and I get somebody to work on something. Lunchbox earlier in the show talked about now he's a big massage guy. Didn't like them. Now love them.
Oh, man, they're amazing. Like, it is so, like, I thought the whole concept was weird. You show up to this place, you go in this room, and it's like they play this weird music and they put these. I was like, I ain't doing that. Like, that's just the weirdest thing ever. Like,
why did you start, though?
My wife and I did it. And she was like, oh, you know, and I was like, okay, all right, I'll go. And I was like, wow, when I got done, I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like,
and you get full naked.
Full naked under the sheets. Ugh. Like,
which, maybe it's because of the lunchbox, it just feels gross.
Yeah, it's
but gross. One of my friends was telling me the other day, he goes, I heard Lunchbox talking about that on the air. He said, I get naked too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I guess I'm just embarrassed somebody will see stuff and tell people about it. That's probably what the root is.
I mean, they're probably sneaking a peek. I mean, probably do.
I don't think so.
No.
They're pretty good at not seeing stuff.
No, they're pretty good at not acting like.
Oh.
And also, they're pretty good at acting like a professional.
Yeah, they're not. They are good at acting like they're not alarmed.
If Tom Hanks came in and you were giving him a massage and you're a massage therapist, you'd be like, this is so cool. And you'd probably tell people, I massage Tom Hanks. And if Tom Hanks was genetically one way or the other, you'd probably tell your friends, you'll never believe. You probably would.
That'd be a good story.
The human.
It's nature.
Yes. So,
I would hope he wore underwear.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
How'd this turn into poor Tom Hanks getting a massage?
Poor guy.
So Lunchbox got a massage. Will you ever get a dude?
No. Never.
Why not?
No chance. Not let no dude rub on me.
He's not rubbing on you.
Yeah, they are.
He's rubbing you.
He's massaging your muscles.
Can't do it. I just couldn't.
You'd get no massage before a dude massage?
Yeah, I'd rather have no massage.
I feel similar.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it just feels weird.
You get all girls, Amy?
I prefer women.
But will you take a dude?
I have had taken dude before. And I'm just uncomfortable the whole time.
Because even if a dude's super professional,
yeah,
he's still like... Because he's a dude. We just know dudes.
Humans.
It's not fair to say I don't know this for sure. I never massaged anybody like that. And I'm just... It's pure speculation from other dudes I know. I just know dudes, regardless, are going to be dudes. Like, having a job doesn't change what a dude does or feels. He may not do anything. He may never say a single word, but I know how a dude's going to feel because I am a dude. Would you three agree?
Yes.
Agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even if you're super professional.
Sure. You're still a dude.
Now, Lunchbox had an experience recently. I don't know if it's true or not, but let him know.
No, it's legit.
Okay, go ahead.
I went to get a massage, and I tell him I want deep to firm to deep, whatever, deep to firm. I don't know which the way they go, but I, and so she starts out in about 4 minutes into it, she goes, is this pressure okay, lunch, sir?
Oh, no.
And I was just like, oh, great. This is awkward. And so then I'm just like...
Did you introduce yourself as Lunchbox?
No.
You were on the sheet as Lunchbox?
No.
And she said lunch.
Yes. And she caught herself and she goes, sir? Like, there was like a 3 second of like quiet. Like, because she was like, oh, no, what do I say? What do I say? She couldn't think of my name. Goes, sir? And I was like, oh, it's fine. And then it was just like awkward the rest of the time.
You want people to know?
No, I do, but it was just awkward because then I'm sitting there going, she wants to ask me a million questions, and I know she's freaking out because I'm on her table.
And you're naked.
And I'm naked. Yeah. You know, so all the whole thing, so the whole 90 minutes, I am just like, not relaxed.
Awkward. 90 minutes? You go hard at massages.
Dude,
like, I don't go over anything over 50 if I have to get one, and that's forever.
Oh, no, no. That's like a tease, man. You're just getting started.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, I mean, if they're going to really get down in it, like, in 90 minutes.
You like them down in it?
Oh, down in it.
He said firm and hard.
So was she good?
Yeah, she was good. But it was just awkward, and I was like, I can't have her again.
But what if your massage therapist says to you when you walk in, oh, hey, how's it going? I know, your lunchbox.
Different. She was trying to hold it in. Like, she knew, and she was so excited that she just, she couldn't help it.
Because she had been thinking about lunch.
Right.
And not lunchbox.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, she was thinking about asking her lunch how the pressure was.
Well, just thinking about lunch.
Possibly.
That's an interesting angle. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Like, hey, sandwich, is this pressure okay? Like,
so will you not go back to that place?
I'll go back to the place, but I'll just have to not, I'll request not her.
You'll request not her.
Yeah. You can put down the.
And will they go, well, why are you not requesting anyone specifically, but you're only requesting not someone? What did they do to you?
I'll be like, well, she slipped up.
She didn't do anything wrong.
That's awkward. I mean, is that like if you're getting massage and they're like, is this pressure okay? I mean,
well, her name's going to be on the sheet. She doesn't go by a fake name.
Yeah, Amy is my name. Yep.
Oh, that's true. Didn't think about that.
Yeah. Give her another chance.
You think they'd be like, is this pressure okay, Amy from the butt?
One time someone was massaging me and they went, is this pressure okay, bologna sandwich?
Oh.
It was her lunch she was talking about.
So that's possible.
Yes. Yeah. Give a little grace, lunchbox.
I mean, I did give grace. I mean, I stayed.
Did you tip her?
You're supposed to tip them?
Yes.
Yeah.
They always do ask that at the end. They're like, oh, do you want to add gratuity? I'm like,
what's gratuity?
No. I didn't understand why, though.
Because I would imagine that most of that money goes to the
wherever you are, the spa, whatever.
Oh, all right. I'll call back and add it.
Who thinks he'll call back and add it?
Not me.
No chance. Okay. Good story, though. Do we believe it, though?
I guess I believe it. He just confuses me sometimes with the, like, everybody knows me. I'm famous. I'm, like, top 25 celebrities in Nashville.
No, they do.
And then when people do recognize
me,
he gets annoyed.
It's like Bobby
said. They were trying to talk to me at the grocery store.
Let me shop.
It's like when Bobby says he's getting that colonoscopy, and the doctor's like, oh, wait, are you Bobby Bones? It's like, it's an awkward moment to bring it up.
I think something going on in your butt's a little different than you getting lettuce.
That's very different.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay, thank you for your story, Lunchbox. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Call us. Questions, comments. 877-77-BOBBY. Also, if you go to our Facebook page, you can watch us as we stream the show live. Just go search for the Bobby Bones Show. It is up. You can see all the beautiful faces and mine. Right?
Yep. And yours.
Thank you. Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A Texas girl who was born in jail is making a name for herself after graduating from high school at the top of her class with plans to attend Harvard University. 18 years after she was born in the Galveston County Jail, Aurora Sky Kastner graduated third in her class at Conroe High School. Her mom was in jail when she gave birth to her. She's not played a role in her daughter's life since the day that her dad picked her up as a newborn from prison, raising her as a single dad. Kastner opened her application to Harvard saying, I was born in prison. She was later accepted into the Ivy League through early action, and the teen plans to study law when she attends school this fall. The young teen credits her mentor to her success, Mona Hamby, and they met when she was in elementary school. It's from People Magazine.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's a great story. She's born, you know, I have this analogy of people that have lesser options, fewer resources when they start. It would be her, for example. I think we all, you know, come from a different place. Imagine there's a hole in the ground, and the lesser you have, the deeper you are in the hole. Now, by the time you get back to even with everybody else, you're a whole lot stronger than everybody else because you had to work to fill that hole up. You had to work, fill the hole up. Well, now you're back to even. But the good part about being even, whenever you were coming from such a detriment or from such a deficient part, is that you now are so strong because you've had to get to even. That's hard to get there, but if you can get there, you're so strong and ready to go, so it makes climbing even higher even easier. And especially when life hits you in a weird way and you're like, listen, I've handled a bunch of crap already. This is really nothing. And I think this happens. And I think this happened with her because obviously she didn't have it easy. Born in prison. Serving time.
Yeah.
You ever been in jail?
Yeah.
Yes.
She can answer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When I was real little.
Yeah, my younger days.
Well, they ask her, what are you in for? Being born.
What a powerful way to be able to start, like, to have that be the first sentence of your essay. And see how you persevere.
Wow. That'd be a great song, too.
So,
Come on, man. Think about it.
I was born in prison for things I didn't do.
Come on.
I was accused of lots of things. I was They said I stole a shoe.
As a baby.
Yeah, I don't know. So she's going to get scholarships. Lunchbox got a scholarship to...
UTSA, I got an Austin Livestock and Rodeo Scholarship. It was pretty awesome.
How'd you start that essay? Because right. I know you had to write one. Oh, your mom wrote it.
No. There was no essay. It was just like you had to fill out like what organizations you were involved in high school.
Did your mom do that?
No. My mom filled out my college application.
Okay. I knew it was something. Go ahead. Yeah,
there was no essay involved. That's why we applied there at UTSA.
That's why.
Yeah.
So you narrowed it down?
And so my scholarship was, it was just like, what organizations were you involved in high school? And I had been told this before. I joined every organization. Key Club, Spanish Club, French Club. I mean, I didn't even know what those were. Never went. But I paid the $10 to be in them. Boom, put them on my resume. Scholarship. Austin Livestock and Rodeo.
How active were you in livestock and rodeo?
None, dude.
No bull riding?
No bull riding. Okay.
No
raising.
FSA?
No chickens?
No raising chickens or cows, but Chasco Contracting hooked me up. Thank you, guys.
Well, you shouted them out a lot. I'm surprised they haven't, called you up.
I can't believe we don't have an endorsement yet.
Chasco
Contracting.
Contracting.
I mean, I never heard of them, and now I see their trucks everywhere, all over the roads in Texas. Boom, boom, Chasco. I need to meet old Chasco.
Is that a dude?
I assume.
You haven't ever just researched it out of curiosity?
No.
Oh.
I just figured...
He ain't that curious.
Okay. Yeah.
But it would be a great, made-for-TV moment. Like, you know, you're the one that gave me the money to get to college, you know? Like,
I hear you, but they go, and when did you graduate? And you would say...
Well, I walked the stage in 03.
They'd say, what do you mean? Why are you saying you walked the stage?
I was going to take my the last class in the fall, but then I got a job.
Yeah.
And... You know, yes. The rest is history.
Apparently, the owner's name is Chaz.
Chaz Chasco?
Oh, no.
Chaz Company.
Chaz Glace.
I feel cheated. I feel like somebody should. Okay, anyway, moving on. Amy, did you get a scholarship at all?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
No. I did not. But, hey, I didn't apply either, so.
There you go. It's that meme where the guy's thinking, holding his finger up. Eddie?
No chance.
Bobby?
I did... But I was lucky enough to get one for a high ACT score.
Yeah.
Wow. In like ninth grade, I was good.
How much was that?
It was all of everything.
Wow. Oh, full paid?
A lot more than mine, huh?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, mine was only $1,500, man.
It's more than yours.
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch house is for sale for $5.5 million. The Brady Bunch house has hit the market. You can have it. It's 5 bedrooms, 5 baths, Studio City, California. And for sure, people are always going to be out front taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forever.
It was used for exterior shots on the sitcom and renovated in 2019 after HGTV bought it and had all 6 actors who played the Brady kids work on it for a series called A Very Brady Renovation. And that's from the Today Show. I'm looking at the house. You know, I guess they renovated the inside of it to look like the set of the TV show. Because they didn't shoot it inside the house.
What?
No, that's not how it works.
They shoot it on a set.
Oh.
So I think they built the inside of it to look like... Because how disappointing. The Brady house. Let's go in. It's nothing like the TV show. So, but yeah, $5.5 million and you can have the Brady house. And you can have all the people out front driving by slowly. You can't tell if they're casing the house or if they're just a Brady Bunch fan. But full house. The good thing about the Full House is that it looks like all the other houses next to it. So sometimes people get confused.
Like there.
Amy. She took pictures of the wrong house.
Well, San Francisco, the streets are confusing at times.
Binge watching television shows. It actually means you have good self-control. Would you like to know more?
Yes.
Binge watching can have a negative connotation like binge eating or binge drinking. It is seen as impulsive and so many more things. However, media consumption is more complex. Binge watching is not always about... a failure of self-control. It can also be about a thoughtful preference and planned behavior. This has got to come from Netflix or
totally.
Or
what
something.
Are they talking about?
Yeah.
Planned behavior.
The study also shows how TV programs and movies are described and marketed to consumers, and how that the marketing has a big impact on whether people binge or they don't binge. So apparently, they studied all these people who binge watch shows, and most of them had set aside time to binge watch the show, and that's what they're saying. That people that are binge watching shows as opposed to binge eat. Nobody goes, all right, I'm going to Tuesday from noon to 9, I'm going to binge drink. Like, that doesn't happen. But maybe in an evening, you do plan 3 hours to binge watch a show. So that's a little different.
I don't know. I mean, think about it. Ray, brunch every Saturday.
Oh, that's true. Binge drinking.
Like you plan.
But he plans for brunch with some drinking. It just sometimes pivots into binge.
Yeah, it always starts at brunch, but it continues inevitably until about 6 p.m.
Hey, you know what Ray's doing? It's so weird. It's something that's creepy. Do you want to talk about what your picture taking thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
If I see a shirt, shoes, hat, something I like, I'll just take a picture of it on a guy, and then I text it to my wife, like, hey, find this on the internet. I totally like this style. Like, I just recently found some ostrich boots. Never would have been able to find him in a store. Boom, took a picture at the airport, sent it to Baser. She found him. I'm going to get him in a couple months.
He just goes up to people and takes a picture.
Does he ask them?
No. He doesn't ask them.
Oh.
No, it's creepy style, but I get a picture of what I want.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I mean,
okay. Works.
And the thing about calling something creepy style, it's creepy, you know? So, yeah, dude's like, he just take a picture of my boots or my feet or me. But that's what he does. Next up, a Kentucky man ran out of gas. And after he ran out of gas, he won $1 million in the lottery.
Wow.
A Kentucky man said he won $1 million thanks to what initially seemed like an unlucky event, him running out of gas. He told Kentucky lottery officials he just barely made it to the convenient food mart in Corbin. I ran out of gas and I coasted in there. I had $40 on me. I bought $20 worth of gas and a ticket. I'm wondering about the prioritization of money here.
Right,
that
40
if he
bucks.
Had other money somewhere else, because if that's his last 40 and he's going to half of it in to a lottery ticket, I know it worked out this time. But he selected a $20, $1 million luck scratch off ticket. He scratched it, hit it for $1 million.
Wow.
Wild. I do want to say this too. So this is in Austin. Andy Roddick Foundation. It's a foundation I'm involved in. He works with a lot of kids in Central Texas, but he's doing a big charity show and I'm doing stand up and Jordan Davis is doing music, and you can get tickets at ACLlive.com. It was announced, I guess, this weekend. I didn't know it was going to be announced. I would have told you guys ahead of time. But you can get tickets now. By the way, Jordan Davis has songs like, let's do Buy Dirt.
Buy Dirt.
This song now is so good. That Next Thing You Know song. That
Next Thing You Know.
I was with somebody who was listening to it, and she was listening to it. She started crying. Just listen to the song. Because have you heard, listen to all the words of this song?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, things happen. Like, next thing you know,
no,
life
but if you listen to it, or are you just guessing based on the title? Are you contexting it?
You just lied.
The first time I heard it, I kind of listened to it.
Well, now I want to know, what's the progression? Like, next thing, like, is it
Ray,
next?
Can you just pull it up and we'll play it? Okay. Well, the progression is, next thing you know, you're out of gas, and you coast into a gas station.
Next thing you know.
But if you want to come watch me do stand-up and Jordan Davis do music, all you got to do is go to ACLlive.com and get tickets to that. Again, all for a good cause. Eddie will be there, too. We'll do a little bit of Raging Idiot stuff, and we're not making any money.
Oh, I thought you were going to announce that later, just in case tickets weren't selling. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we're having a hard time.
That's
going to
be the needle mover?
That's what I thought you
just
were
just added. Okay, let's do... by the way, here's the news, and go ahead.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I hate people that spoil shows, but there are rules about spoilers and there are rules about things that will just be spoiled if it's a big enough event. Like, for example, you don't go, don't tell me who won the Super Bowl. Don't tell me. I want to watch. That never happens. Why? Because it's a live event, right?
Yeah.
Succession. I'm not going to say here, but that was such an event at the end of it. I knew to stay offline until I watched it. And if I were to catch it, because everybody was tweeting about it, that's on me. As soon as that show ended, because it's the end of a series or the end of a live, like a season where the cast changes, you got to stay off because that is now an event that the public talks about. So you can talk about it. Okay, here's Succession. I'm not going to.
Whoa.
But I could, because that's a massive event. And it's online as soon as it happens. The same thing, and I'm bringing this up because of Survivor. We had the winner on the next, you know what, it was 2 days after. And So people were so upset that we spoiled Survivor. That's a live final episode with a changing cast. That is an event. That's on you to either watch it right then or avoid it. Now, if it's like season 2, the finale, season 8, episode 3, no spoilers. A movie, no spoilers. If it's a live event, finale, if it's a sporting event, that's just up to you to dodge it. I dodge it. I have to dodge it. I stayed off of social media completely when Succession was on and when it was over. And we got home and my wife and I were so tired, but we're like, we have to watch it because if not, it's going to be spoiled. This is spoiler culture. It's going to be spoiled, but not in a way of anybody trying to hurt us. Because they do hurt us sometimes. But not... That's just able to exist right then. So, let's go through the official rules of what's okay and what's not when it comes to spoilers. One, movies. Over 10 years old?
You can spoil it.
You can spoil it.
Oh, 10 years or... Oh, man.
Why are you looking up?
I'm thinking like, I don't know. 10 years. I thought we'd had it longer than that before.
We do it for you because you don't think about the years. With you, it's like, if it ain't black and white, Amy, don't tell us the ending.
Okay.
10 years.
Okay, 10 years.
That's fair.
A decade. Got it.
Boom. Sporting events. You can talk about it immediately.
Okay.
You can tweet it as it's going. A series finale. Not a season finale. But a series finale like the end of Game of Thrones, like the end of Succession. You can insert any show here, like the Ted Lasso finale, I think is coming up this week. I haven't watched one single episode of it because I want it to be done so I can binge it. But I got to avoid it because I believe it's series finale, right? No more seasons after this.
Yeah, that is it.
I think that's it.
It's over. It's a wrap.
And I know if I catch the end of that, that's on me. A reality show where the cast changes. And do they do that show live at the end? Or is it taped? Is there any live element to it at all?
No, it's taped. Like, they did it... Like, now they do it where they do the last tribal council, and they do it right there on the island, then they do the reunion. So it's taped. All the contestants know who won, but no one else does. But it's right there.
Did it used to be live?
It used to be live. They used to do it from, like, wait, and then they would come bring them to California, and they'd have a live audience and reveal the votes then. Now it's all taped.
The reunion's not even live?
Nope. It's a lot better, though. It's a lot better because you have 6 months to digest it, and the emotions aren't as real. And
I want the real emotions.
Like, I love it. They do the final vote, boom, put all the jury up there, and they start talking about it immediately, so all the emotions are raw and real, and it's great.
The end of a reality show. That's an event. As soon as it's over, you can tweet about it and talk about it. If you don't watch it, you got to avoid it.
Yeah, I stayed up till 1 a.m. to watch it.
Because? Because
I didn't want to get it spoiled. Because I had a soccer game at 8:30, and over at 9:30, home at 10. I was like, well, it's 3 hours. If I don't watch it, someone's going to ruin it for me.
Wow. I would say it will be ruined for you, but someone's not going to ruin it on purpose.
Right. Not on purpose. Just like I would see it somewhere. Like
Amazing Race. If it's a finale with all the cash changing, that's an event. American Idol. We don't go, don't say who won.
Yeah.
No, the next day you talk about it. So any other spoiler rules we should add here? Because I'm pretty good about not spoiling things because I don't like things spoiled for me. And I'm also pretty good at making sure that I catch it. I'll go on a full digital detox like Eddie claimed he was doing for like a day.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
No, you're not. You posted a lot from California.
I told you I was going to post.
Okay, but
I'm not checking my feed. I didn't see any. I didn't see what anyone said.
Your digital detox is the worst digital detox I've ever seen.
I'm detoxing, baby.
You're not. And it's all, it should be over.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
You've claimed
it. No, I think it's one more week. 30 days.
30 days of what?
Of detoxing, being a poser.
Man. Of you're not online. Getting on social media. Not.
You're up here in the studio on social media.
I got to work. It's part of my job.
But you didn't have to post from California.
I told you I was going to post. I'm just not going to be looking at the feed.
But that's not detoxing.
You're still on.
But why do you feel like you have to post?
Man, it's for my listeners, you know? Like, I got to feed them the content.
That's like dry January.
Let them know I was in California.
Okay.
You think people are just craving it? Listen, something that's so annoying to me is when someone announces they're taking a break. No one's going to know if they're taking a break. Nobody cares.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're like providing news every day and people are getting it in a certain rhythm and pattern where it's an expectation.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So unless that's happening, or like a podcast, for example. Like I have the podcast that I listen to. I know on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm listening to this one, Tuesday. If they take a break, I know because my pattern, I'm ready for it. I accept it. I expect it. And I move on. I can tell you what, Eddie, if you don't post and you're my best friend, I don't know.
It's
you could
good.
Not post for a year and I would not go. I wonder where Eddie is.
Yeesh.
On LinkedIn.
Okay.
That would never happen.
All right.
Then you're not detoxing. You're not detoxing.
Hey, I got 5 more days.
Now it's 5 instead of 7.
So anyway, that's the spoiler situation. I will play you because I got a lot of voicemails about Survivor. Here we go.
Spoiler alert. Oh. I tried to turn the podcast off before I heard who won Survivor. We were going to watch it tonight, a whole watch party. I'll know the whole time. I can't tell my wife. I can't break her heart like that, but I know who the winner is. Painful. All right, guys. Hey, God bless. We'll see you later.
I'm sorry that happened to you. You gotta avoid everything.
And who has a watch party days later? I mean, it sounds like he's going to have a crowd
over
his house.
2 day later watch party. We're going to watch the Oscars from 97 tomorrow. My house, if you guys want to come over.
I think probably because he was doing it because like the weekend.
But that's so weird. I mean, like when
that wasn't the week. I would.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Friday night.
But when do we have him on?
Friday
morning.
No, I'm saying though, but that's because the show ended on
Wednesday night. That's what I'm saying. So he waited. That's what I'm saying. When you're having a watch party, most watch parties are live.
Off.
Like the event.
They don't do Super Bowl Tuesday a few days later. What?
Right, but some people have to wait till the weekend.
Yes, and then you just have to avoid stuff.
Yeah.
I know it stinks. It's not fair. Events, they can be spoiled.
It was nice of him to be like, okay, I'm not going to tell my wife.
I probably accidentally slipped, but on purpose.
So you're not the only one.
Yeah. Okay, so we're all good on that rules. Any other rules, real quickly? For spoiler, because that's our rules of this show. I don't want people to know. If it is something other than that, I will go, hey, look, this is a spoiler. But when we've booked the winner of Survivor to come on the show because Lunchbox wants to talk with them, we can't not do it. We can't not put it in the tease. We can't not put it in the promo notes on the podcast.
Yeah, him or her. We don't know which one it was.
Something that I know you don't prefer
Richard
is...
Richard Hatch. We said it.
Go ahead.
Is saying things like, oh, did you see this part? Or like the...
Yeah,
oh,
like
any,
I hate that.
Any adjectives.
Like, you'll never guess who did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a semi-spoiler. That's even worse than a spoiler because by you going, you'll never guess who did it, I'm then going, well, here was my guess and it can't be them, so who would I not get? And then I'm down and I'm exhausted down a whole other wormhole.
But you know with all those mysteries, it's never who you expect.
Oh man. Those are the spoiler rules.
Okay.
Thank you all. I'm very sorry. And I've caught a spoiler or two on occasion when I've been avoiding it, but I'm only mad at myself. Go on a digital detox like Eddie, except really detox.
Yeah.
Except really stay offline. All right, thank you. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope you're safe. Hope you remembered why we have yesterday off. It's a very important part of Memorial Day, just to know that we wouldn't get to do any of that stuff that we did yesterday without people dying for that freedom. So hope all that happened. Give me one word that would describe your last few days, Amy.
Questions.
Okay.
That's because, well, my son's out of school now, and he's home all the time, and he has a lot of questions.
About something specific or just in general?
In general, everything. I mean, yesterday, which I was fine answering questions about Memorial Day, but then, you know, it goes into all the different, like everything just snowballs into all these questions where some of them I don't have the answers to. And it's like, it's exhausting.
What do you do to that? Because I used to be told, go look it up.
Yeah, I do. And he goes over to the girl in the box and he asks her.
That's not literally a woman they're keeping hostage in their house. Like, she's the one saying the A word because it'll go off for everyone.
Right. She go off. But yeah, he'll go research it some, but then we go back to the questions.
Eddie?
Oh, mine's waiting. So we went to L.A. this weekend for my son's, 13-year-old birthday. He was supposed to do it, but COVID happened 2 years ago. So we took him to L.A. Dude, I feel like in L.A., I'm waiting. Traffic. It takes an hour and a half to get to the other side of town. It's unbelievable. Then we went to Disneyland. Lines, waiting, hour and a half lines to get on a ride. A 30-second ride, a minute ride. We were waiting 2 hours, dude. It was crazy.
You did that? You waited for 2 hours?
Yeah, because my son wanted to ride it, and it was his trip.
Good for you guys.
It's tough, dude.
It's tough. Let's wait. So we have questions, and we have waiting.
Chilly. Because, I mean, it's awesome. The city pool's open because it's Memorial Day weekend. Only problem is it was only 75 degrees and kind of overcast. The water was so cold, but the kids want to get in. Their teeth are chattering. Lips are blue. But, Dada, get in the water. Dada, get in the water. Okay, let's go swimming. And so we went 3 days of swimming, and it was so cold.
3 days.
Yeah, we went Saturday, every Sunday, day. Monday.
Wow, good for you.
I thought it was going to be like a chili, like a barbecue.
Yeah, me too. No, me too. No. You don't want to use the word cold?
You don't want to...
Because it wasn't
shrinkage.
A lot of words. I guess I gotta use shrinkage.
Mine's gonna be Utah. We spent the whole weekend in Utah. My brother-in-law is one of the coaches on the Utah softball team, and so listen, he went to that program 3 years ago. It's his third season there. They weren't very good last year. They almost made the NCAA tournament. Later, the World Series. I mean, they were so close in this year. They won their regional. They won their super regional. They're one of the top eight teams now going to Oklahoma City. Ooh. It's massive. Like, when they won, like, I had tears in my eyes. And I didn't even play. I didn't coach. It was just such a big deal. And so we spent the weekend going. Went to three games. Went on Friday, on Saturday, and on Sunday.
It's a lot of softball.
They lost the first one. And it's best two of three.
Mm.
They lost the first one. We're like, oh, no. They won the second one, killed the third one. Utah's awesome, by the way, in the summer.
It's not chilly over there in
the
summer?
It's chilly. That's what I like. It is. Summer is like 71. Okay. Winter, brutal, because we go over there sometimes in the winter, too. I don't like cold. There's this one athlete on the Utah softball team. I just looked up her name, and I know what she looks like because she was only playing DH. She had a helmet on. Her name is Sophie Yaquez, but I think that's what they're saying her last name was. I would have called her Jaquez. Mm. Jaquez.
With a J?
Yeah. Regardless, she tore her ACL like... partially tore ACL like 4 games ago, has her leg in a knee brace and is like just a bulldog out there playing.
Wow.
Like, she was playing DH, so I never saw her that helmet on, so I wouldn't know if she walked in the room. But like, legit. Like, if you had 10 of those on your team, you just go, you'd want to play anybody all the time. But if I got like a toenail.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I should go in today. But she had a partially torn ACL, her knee up, and was just like, whack, like hit after hit after hit. So really cool to see, and we're going to go over to Oklahoma City and watch. But so his name is DJ Gasso at Utah, but his mom is Patty Gasso, who's won 6 national championships, won the last 2 at Oklahoma. So possibility of a son v mom?
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I was wondering, like, as a son, you know, and you look up to your mom, you learned a lot from her, but like, he's about to enter into this. Like, is he able to like call his mom and be like, hey, mom, you know, and just... can I talk some things out? But then it's like, also...
they're still family.
Right. Yeah, they're still related to mom's son.
I don't think so. I don't think he can call her. I think you're right, Amy.
I don't think if they're playing each other, they do. But I've watched them talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They FaceTimed her after the game.
Okay, yeah. No, I know that part. But let's say if they're facing each other off.
That's not really what it would be called, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
That sounds a little dirty. I don't know if they were playing each other.
They're playing head to head.
I'm sure they could talk as mom and son.
Okay.
And I'm sure... that they're not going to have strategy conversations when they're about to play each other.
I know,
and he wants to beat her, right? Like, for
I
sure.
I don't know.
You just want to win.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't care who you beat.
Yeah, if it's your mom, you'd be like, yeah.
Well, she's the greatest of all time, too.
Exactly.
Think of the pressure, and I kind of feel bad for him because, again, his mom's the greatest of all time. And here he is doing the same thing. It's, you know, Michael Jordan's son. Can you imagine the pressure of being Michael Jordan's son?
I feel bad for my kids. Yeah, the pressure they're going to be under is
Nah, they're good.
Yeah,
they're
I feel pretty confident. They'll be pretty good.
They'll be happy.
You think they're going to do radio?
Well, anything. Just anything in life. It's going to be tough.
At all, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. To live up to my standards, like if they don't win Prom King.
But they won't have to have a name of Lunchbox. People won't even know it's them. Where the Jordan kids have Jordan.
That's true. That's true.
A lot of pressure if your dad or mom is something that's amazing. So that's what's up. We spent the weekend in Utah and we'll go back. Who knew I was such a college softball fan?
Yeah, look at you.
Last few years I've been pretty into it though. I have my Utah hat on today too. And people are like, you don't feel like you're cheating on Arkansas? Nah, not when it's family. And I probably root for Arkansas over Utah, but they played each other, even though it is family. All right, that's what's up. Everybody good? Good weekend?
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm going to say that I thought Succession was perfect in how it ended. Most finales, like, I get why they did it, or I don't like that they did it, but I understand it. Like Game of Thrones. I thought it was fine. Everybody's upset about Game of Thrones finale. I was like, oh, look, we don't get to choose. So it is what it is. We just live with it. It's like every episode. I thought the Succession finale was really wonderful in how I just tied everything up. Anybody else watch it?
Not yet.
No.
Anybody else even watch the show?
No.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Season three.
I'm too behind.
Yeah.
But I had issues logging into my Max.
Well, you have to re-download the app.
Yeah. It's a new app called Max now.
They really changed it from HBO Max to Max.
Big change.
Okay.
It's like they removed something to make it better. Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that part out. I don't know. I just knew I was like kicked out, and I was like, oh, I guess Ben finally kicked me out.
Oh man.
That's strong. He went full change password on you.
No.
You talked about you and your ex-husband were having some, like, should write a book on how good you guys
are. At some point, everything was going to have to get, you know.
Dirty.
Did he win the password and custody battle?
Wow.
Your Honor.
How did you give that up?
You got Netflix, he got Max.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. It's just Max. Re-download the app. It automatically locks you back in.
Okay.
Watch the finale of Love and Death.
Oh, yeah. I did too.
It's the younger Olsen sister, who's taller, which is weird.
She's younger than the twins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize that.
She's a little sister. But she was WandaVision.
Uh-huh.
She's a great actress.
Awesome.
And I can't tell who's good and who's not. Mostly I can't tell who's a bad actor or actress. But this Love and Death is a true story from the early 80s.
Yeah, 1980.
In Texas. There was a murder. And you're just trying to not figure out who did it because it tells you who did it immediately. But...
Oh, that's crazy.
The ending, Eddie thought the ending was like the next to last episode. And he's like, bro, we talked about this on the show. He's like, I don't understand the ending. I'm like, because it wasn't the ending.
Yeah, last week I was like,
the next to last episode.
Like this?
But you get it now?
It was awesome.
Oh, I get it now.
And then I went and looked him up. My favorite thing is when a show ends when it was on True People and then they start showing you old pictures of the real people.
Yes.
I love it.
Hey,
I love
good job,
that.
Right?
In order of things I like after a movie or a series. Old pictures of the real people it was on. Two, bloopers.
Oh, yeah, bloopers are cool.
Bloopers are awesome.
I don't do that much anymore, man.
I know, but I like it.
Yeah.
Three, when they have a hidden, like the Avenger movies at the end, if you go sit through all the credits and it tells you something's happening coming up or there's like a little sneak hidden track on
there's
there.
There's a name for that. What's that called, Mike?
Post-credit scene. I like a post-credit scene. And then four, whenever the credits just end and it goes to the next thing, it's just over.
Yeah.
It goes to the next thing. I don't want to sit there.
Yeah.
But in the movies, I will sit there and watch credits for a while out of respect.
Good. You should. I do that. Because all the way to the very end.
I don't do that.
Oh, you don't?
I only watch the most important people that did the movie. I don't get to grip number 9.
Okay.
But Love and Death, it's awesome. Watch it on Max now.
Yeah, or if you don't have that, you can do the Candy one on Hulu.
I haven't seen that one, though.
Which one's rated higher? Man, when they showed the real pictures of them.
Legit. I mean, they did such a good job casting.
I don't know. I felt like the woman got a real...
Well, except
I felt
woman.
She got a real bump having...
Except her, yeah.
The whole same girl.
Jessica Biel was the Hulu one, so...
Yeah, but they made Jessica Biel look really weird. Mm. Where they made Elizabeth Olsen do nothing except look like herself. Mm. Audience score, Love and Death, 90%. And Candy, audience score, is 69%.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you all. And if you want to call us, you can. 877-77-BOBBY.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A man walked into an apartment complex and tried to apply for a job. He's like filling out the application on the computer. And he's like, while I'm here, I might as well airdrop some photos to all the ladies at the apartment complex.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of photos?
I imagine it ain't
naked photos.
Yeah. It is.
I don't think it was educational memes.
Oh, man.
But again, he doesn't even know who the... He doesn't even know if he'd be attracted to them.
Yeah, he's just airdropping to whoever would pop up.
It could have been birth of the 83-year-old Meemaw.
Mm-hmm.
But he...
I mean, does he think someone's going to reply and be
exactly.
Like,
hey, you want to hook up? I like what I saw.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, no, that's my point. Like, what... So what happens?
He gets arrested for digital indecent exposure.
Yes.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Thank goodness.
Digital decent exposure.
You ever gotten a picture like that?
Indecent?
Digital... Wait, just
indecent.
Okay.
No, it's not decent.
Oh, I've been... Okay, that's what I've got. I've got digital decent exposure. That's why I said that, because the judge gave me that
one. Decent fully clothed.
Yeah. I sent with two layers of clothes. I had two pair of pants on. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Now it's time for the Good News Countdown.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go.
Number 3.
A 56-year-old lottery player in Michigan went to his normal store to get his normal scratcher on the normal day, but they just closed. He just missed it. So he's like, dang it. Went to a different store. Bought a scratcher there instead. Won $2 million.
Oh. Wow. Meant to be.
Crazy. That's what it was.
It's called a scratcher?
Scratch off.
Oh.
I've never heard scratcher.
Story says scratcher, and I feel like that's what the lottery people actually call it.
Yeah. Huh.
What do you call it?
Scratch off.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean...
Every time it's listed in a news story, it's a scratcher.
Okay.
I like it.
What?
Sounds cooler.
The scratcher?
Yeah, slanger. It's slang.
What? Slanger?
Okay, it's not slang. All right. Next up.
Number 2.
A homeless man from Phoenix is being called a hero after helping save the lives of an entire family from a house fire. Here is Joseph Collins and the woman he rescued, Claudia Jimenez, talking about the apartment fire.
So I opened my front door and there was flames there. So I just went and woke my daughter up and I knew I couldn't get out through the front. So I just went to my room and I started screaming for help. And
hopped over the fence. The lady was screaming and crying and stuff and told her to hand me the babies down. And she was like, don't drop them.
And I threw them out the window. I threw both my puppies and then I threw myself.
I'm surprised that guy caught all those people.
I know.
And the dog. Didn't sound like he was ready to do some catching, if I'm being honest with you. Yeah, good for him, though. Big shout-out. I hope they do a GoFundMe and they, I don't know, get him a house or something. That's a pretty cool story. All right, number 1, let's go.
Number 1!
A 40-year-old guy was paralyzed from the waist down in 2011, but now he's walking again thanks to the new brain implants that doctors have come up with. It bypasses the part of his spine that was injured and sends signals to another implant that tells his muscles to move. He still has to use a walker, but it could be a huge development for people with spinal cord injuries. Something else that's very similar to this is that Elon Musk brain chip that now they have said they can start to do trials on it. They just cleared it. And that's what they're saying that it's really being used for, at least at first, is that people that, well, you know, they're going to take it long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's what they say. People that have been paralyzed or don't have the functions of their body, that is able to, like, do what this does.
Man, that'd
awesome.
Be amazing.
But also a free Tesla.
Yeah.
That's right, the difference, right. Yes.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Hope you guys have a great day. Remember, it's not Monday.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Exactly. Wow. You already forgot. You thought it was Monday.
It was like Monday.
It's Tuesday. So something quickly is that if you go over to ACLLive.com, you can get tickets. Jordan Davis and myself are doing a show. It's a charity show in Austin, Texas. And I'm going to do stand-up, and Jordan's going to do music. And it's all for a good cause, the Andy Roddick Foundation, which helps a bunch of kids there in Central Texas. But get your tickets at ACLLive.com. That show is in November, but get tickets. I'll make you laugh, hopefully. For sure, Jordan plays all the hits, and you help a bunch of kids in Central Texas. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.